Good evening. You know, that song we just sang, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, each stanza ends with the same refrain. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. It's based on a Longfellow poem, as I'm sure many of you know. It was written in 1864. That should tell you something. 1864, Longfellow penned this, and then it was put into a hymn form. Now, this song, of course, talks about peace on earth. And what Longfellow is doing is he's lamenting the fact that there is no peace on earth. Peace on earth, of course, you know, comes right from the Bible, doesn't it? In fact, we read earlier the passage, but I want to bring it to your attention again. Let's go back and look. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And there it is right at the end. Two things to notice. First of all, this one angel shows up, and he tells the fact that there's going to be a Savior, a Messiah born. And then all of a sudden, there is a large group, a heavenly host that shows up. And the heavenly host is the one that glorifies God. And then they bring the message of peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Israel really wanted peace, didn't they? She was under the heel of the Roman Empire. In fact, a lot of nations would have liked to have heard that because a lot of nations were being ground into the dust by Rome. But you know, 2,000 years later, we're still in the same position. In fact, if you look at the Middle East today, there is no peace in the Middle East. Nearly every country you look at, there is either civil unrest, civil war going on, terrorism going on. Israel lives in a plight where every day she's on 24-hour watch from Hamas, Hezbollah, and a concern about Iranian missiles that will soon be perhaps nuclear. There is no peace in the Middle East, folks. Do you realize how many nations on this planet we have troops? There is no peace on earth. In 1864, 4 years into the Civil War, that's why Longfellow wrote this, 4 bloody years and there is no peace in our own country. But those angels talked about peace on earth. And I bet those shepherds thought about this passage in Isaiah. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. It sounded like it was right around the corner. But it sure wasn't. Because in a generation, Jerusalem will be flattened by the Romans and it'll be worse. And there will be more wars and more rumors of wars. Where's the peace on earth? Wasn't that a little bit presumptive of those angels? Presumptive of perhaps Isaiah? Now, understand something. The peace that's talked about here, our planet has no interest in. Peace on earth is something our world does not want. And our world has rejected God's offer of peace for thousands of years. We don't have peace on earth because people don't want peace on earth. There will not be peace on earth until Jesus comes back a second time. And the Bible tells us he forces peace on earth. The book of Revelation tells he has to fight a battle to bring peace on earth. And that's because there is not a desire to have God's peace on earth. But you can't have peace on earth without God. The peace that Jesus offered is this. You can have a planet where there is no peace on earth, but you can be a person with peace in your heart. And that's what Jesus offers. You can be on a planet where there is no peace on earth, but you can have peace in your heart if you accept the peace that He offers. And it's important that you accept that peace, because I tell you, don't wait for peace to come around to this earth, because when it does, it's not going to come easy. Right now, it's easy. All you do is accept the free gift of eternal life. In fact, let's take a look. Jesus put it this way. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. See, you can be in a world full of fear, but guess what? Jesus can put peace in your heart. The book of Ephesians, and He came and preached peace to you who are afar off and to those who are near, the Jews and the Gentiles. For through Him, through Jesus, through His atoning blood, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. In fact, if you flip ahead to Ephesians chapter 6, the description Paul uses for the message that he preaches is the gospel of peace. Jesus Christ died for your sins. You're a sinner. You have to put your faith in His finished work and give up any silly notion that you can be good enough to make it to heaven. When you come to that realization, when you bow your heart before Him and accept His free offer of grace, then you have peace with God. And it doesn't matter if there's no peace anywhere else on earth, because there's not going to be till He comes back. That's a wonderful thought. And perhaps in our lifetime, He will come back. And we'll see peace on earth. But do not be somebody here waiting for that day for your peace. Make sure you've made peace with Him today. And there's no better day than Christmas Eve to make sure that you've made peace with God. Merry Christmas.